Travel Writers Radio's in its summer series at the moment, and so not all of our reporters are working, but Carolyn Jasinski from South Australia is on the job, and partly because the bushfires, or the wildfires as they might be referred to somewhere overseas, they have devastated a lot of the east coast of Australia, but Kangaroo Island is an area that she specialises in, and it's the bottom of South Australia, near our Great Australian Bight, as it's called. It's quite unique. Carolyn, welcome back to Travel Writers Radio. You're one of our regulars.
Thanks, Graham. Good to be here.
Now, you've written the app for the iPhone and other smartphones about Kangaroo Island. You've toured it from top to bottom and from east to west. Very devastating news, particularly for international visitors who had taken a bit of a liking to the nature playground that is Kangaroo Island.
It's dreadful news at the moment. The island has been ravaged. They're saying there's about 170,000 hectares burnt out, and that, in terms that we might understand, it's about a third of the island.
Right. This is the third largest island in Australia. Now, that wouldn't be counting the island of Australia. I assume Tasmania. I don't know what the second one would be, though.
I think it's Melville Island, up in Northern Territory.
Oh, up in the Northern Territory. Okay. And then we've got 74 islands in the Whitsunday. So there's a few islands around the country, but this is one of the bigger ones. It's big enough to get its own cruise ships.
Yes. It's the cruise ship visits have become more regular, and it's no wonder. We like to refer to it as the one-stop Aussie experience. You've got wilderness and wildlife. It's just absolutely beautiful place to go. It's an extension of the Aussie bush, but it's just got all those things that international tourists love to see in one little spot. So we're very lucky in that way. And although the fires are dreadful there and they've ravaged, you know, a third of the island, the message that's coming out is that there's still a lot of the island open for business despite the destruction.
Right. Now, I know that Southern Ocean Lodge was a very, very popular destination with our American visitors. It sat there overlooking the magnificent Southern Ocean, sort of storm watching, I guess, down there. And it took a big hit, didn't it?
Yes. That's the Wild Southwest, they call it. So if you can imagine the island, the eastern end is closest to the mainland. The island's a lot bigger than people think. It's 155 kilometres long. So from one end to the other, it could take you a good hour and a half to 2 hours to drive it. The
right.
Southern Ocean Lodge was perched right on that southwestern end. So it had magnificent views. It was built into the countryside, so it had the least impact on the environment. And when you're looking out from Southern Ocean Lodge, I guess next stop is Antarctica. So it was magnificent. And they're saying, even though it has been destroyed, the owners, the Bailey family, are saying that within 2 years they'll be back bigger and better. So it's a sign of how resilient the people are of the island. And in fact, like all country people in Australia, they're a resilient bunch, and they get knocked down, but they hop up pretty quickly.
Yeah.
And that is the message at the moment. So we've had some terrible devastation. Southern Ocean Lodge is gone. Hanson Bay Koala Sanctuary is gone. The Western KI Caravan Park, which was one of the areas where you could stay at the caravan park and then be taken out to the KI Wilderness Trail, which is part of that Flinders Chase National Park, which is the area that's all wiped out now.
Right.
That caravan park's gone. There was a wilderness lodge that's been severely damaged. And the Flinders Chase Visitor Centre, which was your stop-off point. You would have to stop there and get a National Parks pass before you went to natural wonders like Admiral's Arch and Remarkable Rocks. So those are still there.
Right.
But the Visitor Centre's just gone.
Right. Just so people understand, this island's got a port, and you would take your own car on a ferry, a large car ferry. So it's like a sea road, I think, from down below Adelaide and across to the island, and you can drive around. So that's the way people almost all get around, isn't it?
It is. There's a lot of different ways. So you're right. Cape Jarvis was the drop-off point or the launching point for ferries to the island. That's 110 kilometres from Adelaide, when you're looking south of Adelaide. So you would hop on the ferry. You could hop on as a passenger or take your car or whatever vehicle and go over. That's on the SeaLink ferry. And there's another ferry that just takes passengers over. You can fly to Kangaroo Island, and the airport is at King's Cove. So there's various ways. You can do a self-drive. You can fly over and hop on a tour, or you can take a ferry over and hire a car or a motorhome. Lots of different ways, and those are still all available. It's just that the western end of the island, the far end of the island, is just now doesn't exist really. It's just in a mess. There's fire still burning at
right.
the moment.
So I guess our advice to people who may want to still visit is check with the fire service, and we'll put links up on the SoundCloud site, the URL for the South Australian Fire Service. All of Australia's states have their own separate fire services, and also I guess the Tourism Board would give you some information. But the news from the island is they want you to still come and visit, isn't it?
That's right. The Kangaroo Island Mayor, Michael Pengilly, was on the TV only last night, and he was talking about all the devastation, and in amongst that is that please don't think that the island's closed. There's still two-thirds of the island open for business. The message is definitely please check with your travel agent or your service provider or your accommodation where you have it booked, just to make sure that they're not affected. In some areas, the accommodation places are not affected, but they may have limited water for a short time. So yep. It's always best just to check whoever you've booked with. But definitely the message is please come back. These places, the tour operators and the accommodation places, they're going to need the support of tourists. And there is still plenty to have a look at on the island.
Now, well, you and I have spoken before about this when you did your app, and I think also since then. You were saying that you can easily spend a week on Kangaroo Island.
Oh, I spend a week in a motorhome. I've done numerous trips over there, a lot of different trips over there. A week in a motorhome wasn't enough.
Right.
There is so much to see. There still is. Some things you won't get to at the moment. You won't get to Admiral's Arch, Remarkable Rocks. Vivon Bay is out of bounds at the moment. The Koala Sanctuary has gone. That they fear that there's probably half of the koala population is gone. And, you know, they've gone from a point of having plague proportions of koalas to now, sadly, the numbers probably dropped by half. They're guessing at the wildlife deaths at the moment. There's no way they can tell completely, but they're guessing at about 25,000 kangaroos and wallabies. Half the koalas, they think, are gone. And there's also damage to the Ligurian bees. So these are... This was the only pure form of Ligurian bees left in the world. And because it's an island, they're a pure strain. They've still got them, the bee sanctuary. The bees were placed all over the island. So the ones that were in the western end have been destroyed, unfortunately. But the headquarters for the bee populations are in the eastern end of the island. So they're still okay. Places like Clifford's Honey Farm and Island Beehive at King's Cope.
Right.
So while they're still protected, they have lost a lot of them.
Hmm. Now, I know the koala is a very popular item with international visitors. The interesting thing about the koalas on Kangaroo Island is that they, I think, are the only colony of koalas that are free of chlamydia, which is something that's really ravaged koalas on the mainland. And a lot of them have died because of this. But Kangaroo Island... are disease-free. Is that correct?
Yes, I think so. And I think that's why they ended up in plague proportions, because they were so
healthy. Going so well.
Yeah, the problem they had was that they were actually eating themselves out of a house and home.
Right.
That's obviously going to change now, sadly. I'm not sure what will happen with the remaining population. It is heartwarming to see some of the TV reports. You've got people going out and finding little koalas that are injured on the edges of these fire zone. The ones that were in the middle of it, of course, sadly have gone, but there's so many people out there saving little burnt koalas and taking them into sanctuaries, and same with all the sorts of wildlife. If they're finding anything that's injured, they're taking them into safe areas where people are looking after it. And this is part of the whole community. They just band together and help each other, but also help the wildlife.
Hmm.
It's, you know, if there's a bright spark to be had out of any of this, it's the fact that, you know, the community support and the support from people, not only in Australia, but all over the world. You know, money is coming in. People are donating all sorts of things, including time and help and money. It is heartwarming. It's so, so sad. But it's, you know, if you can take something out of it, it's the fact that everybody's banding together.
Yeah. Well, I think if you're into photography, there's still plenty of things to photograph down there. There's seals on the beach, and there are these amazing coloured rocks. Now, I don't know whether that's up in the west only, but you went on for some time about all the things you could do. And is your app still available?
No, unfortunately, the people who developed it have gone on to bigger and better things.
Oh, right. So left you standing.
I've got all the information, and I keep spreading the news in stories around the place, but the app's no longer there.
Okay. Well, I think that's a great roundup of what's going on down at Kangaroo Island, and certainly it's a destination you can still visit. Now, I gather one of the cruise ships that was in port or due to dock there arrived when the fires were at their height, but stayed around in case it needed to take part in evacuation. Is that correct?
That's right. It was anchored offshore, and before the fires, it was obviously scheduled to take people into shore via their tenders. But the fires were raging, so they just anchored offshore, and they actually stayed there in case they needed help evacuating people.
Right. Well, so we don't know whether future cruise ships will continue to pull in there. We imagine they will, because that's at the eastern end, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's still safe for people to get into that eastern end. The ferries are still going over, and the mayor's still calling for people to not cancel their holidays, but to be fire-wise, you know, just to check, make sure wherever they were booked is still in the clear. A lot of the accommodation is in the eastern end of the island, so that's the bit closest to the mainland.
Right.
So around King's Coat and Penashore, Signet River, American River, the Dudley Peninsula. There's also Island Beach, which is what we call Millionaire's Row. Lots of houses there that are rented out as B&Bs.
Okay.
They're all still available.
Okay. Well, if you're used to a five-star lifestyle, maybe you could go for an Airbnb instead of a hotel or something like Southern Ocean Lodge. But thanks very much for the update, Carolyn. I know our international visitors would be interested to know what's happened with Kangaroo Island, and it would certainly be a great stop for someone who wants to still come and visit, whether they're driving on a bit of a driving holiday or going to fly. Maybe at the minute just want to avoid those parts of the East Coast that have been affected. But otherwise, I guess Australia's still open for business, and we'd still love to have visitors from other states and from overseas.
Definitely. Yeah, keep coming.
Thanks very much, Carolyn. We'll talk again.
No problem. Thanks, Graham.
You're listening to The Travel Writers Show on JAIR 87.8 FM.